They left the original two guards behind as she led him into the citadel. She walked in front of him, while two of the newcomers flanked him. The fourth fell into line directly behind him so that he was completely surrounded. The design of the citadel reminded Scourge of Nyriss's stronghold. Not surprising, given that she had built her edifice in the same style to honor the Emperor. The interior was a virtual maze of corridors with gray and forbidding stone walls, punctuated by heavy wooden doors leading off to antechambers and side rooms. However, where Nyriss lined the halls with statues, busts, and wall hangings, glorifying her reputation and achievements, the decor of the citadel was far more utilitarian. Statues were few and far between, and the few splashes of color in the scattered wall hangings were muted by the dim lighting that cast everything in shadow.
"You are taking me to the Emperor?" Scourge asked.
"You may speak with one of the Emperor's advisors."
"Unacceptable. I did not come to meet with a servant."
"The choice is not yours to make,"
Captain Yari replied brusquely. Scourge stopped in his tracks, causing the soldier walking behind to stumble into him. The Sith Lord angrily shoved him back. In response, the two guards who had been at his side whipped out their electro staffs.
"Stop!"
Captain Yari shouted, and they froze in their tracks.
"I am a Lord of the Sith," Scourge reminded him, "and an agent of Darth Nyriss. I order you to take me to the Emperor."
"That is not permitted."
"These are exceptional circumstances."
"How so?"
"That is for the Emperor's ears alone. I must speak to him in person."
"The Emperor does not like to be disturbed."
"He will want to hear what I have to say."
"If he fears you have wasted his time, you will be punished,"
the captain warned. The calm, almost casual way she spoke the simple threat was far more effective than providing gruesome details. But Scourge wasn't about to back down now.
"It will not be a waste of his time."
The captain considered the request, then nodded.
"As you wish."
As she led him down the twisting corridors of the citadel, Scourge made a mental note of their path. When he and Revan finally struck at the Emperor, they would need to know as much of the layout of the citadel as possible. Eventually, they turned down a hall that terminated at a pair of large durasteel doors.
"The throne room lies beyond," Captain Yari told him. "There you will find the Emperor."
She turned to face him.
"I will give you one last chance to reconsider."
"I've made my decision."
"Then you must proceed alone. I will not violate the sanctity of the throne room."
She motioned with her hand, and two of the soldiers stepped forward, one by each of the massive doors. Grunting with exertion, they pushed the doors inward, and they stepped to the side, standing at attention with their backs against the wall just outside the throne room's now open entrance. Scourge expected them to search him, or at least instruct him to turn over his weapons. But Yari and the others simply stood at attention, waiting for him to enter. The fact that they showed no concern over letting an armed Sith Lord speak to the Emperor face to face without any kind of preparation was a testament to the Emperor's unfathomable power. Thinking about that power gave Scourge pause. Like Revan, the Emperor understood the Force in ways Scourge never would. It was possible he experienced the same kinds of visions as the Jedi. It was also possible he could peer into Scourge's mind and instantly know the truth of everything he was saying. Meeting him face to face could be tantamount to suicide.
"No," Scourge thought. "If that were the case, he would have sensed Nyriss's betrayal long ago."
As powerful as the Emperor might be, he was not omniscient. He was, however, intelligent and cunning enough to have held on to his throne for over 1,000 years, an unprecedented reign among the conniving and cutthroat politics of the Sith. which meant Scourge would have to be very careful not to say anything that might give him away. Captain Yari and the other guards were still patiently waiting. No doubt they were used to seeing this kind of hesitation in those who were about to meet with the Emperor.